Welcome to episode 63 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Schraubino. I just lost 2 pounds in a week, but I didn't do it alone. This episode of the Repossible Podcast is sponsored by... I know. Wouldn't that be fun if it were sponsored by something that would help us lose weight? But what did I do? Why was this week different than the past 52 weeks when I've been... quote, trying to lose weight. I try not to say the word try. As Yoda says, there is no try. Because clearly I wasn't trying hard enough. But is it that? So here's what happened. I saw a Facebook post. I mean, you'd think Facebook doesn't influence you. Apparently it does. A friend of mine had just done intermittent fasting. Although he's kind of an extreme kind of guy, he did 118 hours. It took me a while to figure out how many days that was, but divide by 24, and it's about 5. And so he did a water fast, and there were some comments about how you didn't have water for 5 days. No, he fasted. He didn't eat anything. He only drank water for 5 days. Now, the crazy part, he wasn't even going for weight loss. He was going for sort of mental clarity, a bit of body cleansing, which he can tell us more about. But here's the thing. Here's what happened to me. I've been trying to lose weight for, 10 years, as are most of us. But, I probably shouldn't say that, but as are some of us. And it's just that, how much do you want it? How can you get started? What's going to work? What are you going to stick with? You know, what do you really want out of this? How is it going to work? What's the secret? And for me here's the secret. I didn't do it alone. I had the inspiration of this guy to lead me. And so it wasn't just me. And again, this is kind of odd, but I didn't tell him I was doing this. He didn't put me up to a challenge. He didn't say, can you lose 2 pounds in a week? None of that. But even just the slight possibility that I had an accountability partner helped. Now, I'm going to relate this back to Spark Campfire, which is my project, if it's not already clear, of writing books together with kids. And just for a second here, a little side note. Here, you know what? Well, let's sponsor this episode by Spark Campfire. Now, Spark Campfire is... The idea is to write a book together with your kids in a month. Boom, that's it, right? Now, let's bring it back to weight loss or the gym. Now, I can go to the gym every day for a month, but I don't really like the gym, but I'm not going to do it unless I hire a trainer. Trainer's going to be there every day or every week or every whatever, and he or she is going to expect me to do things, going to give me homework, and I'm going to have tasks and deadlines, and I'm going to probably do them because somebody's waiting on me. Whereas if it's just me, I mean, it depends on how strict you are with yourself. But that's the thing. See, even with him, even with my friend who did the Facebook post, even though he wasn't even directly connected with me as far as this fasting, I did it anyway. And it wasn't even directly related to him anymore. It was indirectly related. But I was challenged. I felt challenged. I wanted to be challenged. I needed a challenge. I needed a hand holding me along the way, and it was his. And as you've just understood, it wasn't really even reaching out. I'm not even sure we touched hands. But it was enough to get me going. And that's back to Spark, back to our sponsor, Spark Campfire. But that's what I see with Spark, because a lot of people, they'll say to me, I would love to write a book together with my kid in a month. I would do anything to write a short book with my niece and get to know her better. I would give anything. I would die. And don't say die. I would. You get the idea. But do they do it? No. Why not? Because they'd really like to, but they'd also really like to eat more broccoli. They'd also really like to go to the Bahamas for a holiday. But we don't. Why don't we do these things? Well, priorities. As I heard somewhere, there is usually a choice, and it's usually yours. But that's part of the issue. There is a choice, and we can choose to not do it. So I lost 2 pounds in a week. Guess how inspired I am to lose more. My goal is in kilos. My goal is 6 kilos. So I lost 1.5 kilos, and I want to lose 6. My goal is November, and I want to lose 1 kilo a month by November. And well, I just made my first month's goal. But who's my hand holding? Who's my priority? Who's my accountability partner? Who's that going to be? And it could be this guy, or it could be somebody else. But with Spark Campfire, I want to hold my hand outstretched to you to help you write that book together in a month. That's what I'm doing at Spark Campfire. You can learn more if you go to spark.repossible.com. You'll get the bonus content there and learn more, read the book, see what it's all about, see if I can help you, see if you want to be helped. See if you can do it alone. I tell you everything you need to do. I'll tell you right now. Write a book together with your kid in a month. That's it. That's a big secret. But then that's just like the secret saying, go to the gym every day for a month, right? It's not a secret. It's the outvoering. Sorry, that's Dutch. The implementation, the execution of the actions. That's the hard part. And on a daily basis. Did I tell you I wrote a book called Every Single Day? Okay, I'll stop. All right, that's it. I just lost 2 pounds in a week. The secret, I didn't do it alone. That's it. That's all I got this week. By the way, next week, I have Rich Robinson on the line, and he's the guy who inspired me. He's going to tell us about intermittent fasting, and he's going to blow our minds with the incredible positive effects of intermittent fasting on our bodies and our minds. All right? Episode 63 of the Repossible Podcast. There's usually a choice, and it's usually yours. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next week.